ಗೋದಾನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರವನ ಜಾರಿ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರವನ ಜಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮೋ ಹರೆ ರಾಮೋ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮೋ ಹರೆ ರಾಮೋ ರಾಮ ರಾಮೋ ಹರೆ ಹರೆ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ 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 ಜಯ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಜಯ ನಿತಾಯ ಗೌರ ಪ್ರೇಮಾನಂದೇಶ್ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಕೀ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟೋ 12 ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 2 ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ನಂಬರ್ 21 ಅಥ ತೇಷಾಂ ಭವಿಷ್ಯಂತಿ ಅಥ ತೇಷಾಂ ಭವಿಷ್ಯಂತಿ ಮನಾಂಸಿ ವಿಶದಾನಿ ವೈ ಮನಾಂಸಿ ವಿಶದಾನಿ ವೈ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಂಗರಾಗಾತಿ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಂಗರಾಗಾತಿ ಪುಣ್ಯಗಂಧಾನಿಲಸ್ಪೃಶಾಂ ಪೌರಜಾನಪದಾನಾಂ ವೈ ಹತೇಶ್ವಖಿಲದಸ್ಯುಸು ಹತೇಶ್ವಖಿಲದಸ್ಯುಸು ಅಥ ತೇಷಾಂ ಭವಿಷ್ಯಂತಿ ಮನಾಂಸ್ಮಿ ವಿಶದಾನಿ ವೈ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಂಗರಾಗಾತಿ ಪುಣ್ಯಗಂಧಾನಿಲಸ್ಪೃಶಾಂ ಪೌರಜಾನಪದಾನಾಂ ವೈ ಹತೇಶ್ವಖಿಲದಸ್ಯಸು ಅಥ ತೇಷಾಂ ಭವಿಷ್ಯಂತಿ ಮನಾಂಸಿ ವಿಶದಾನಿ ವೈ వాసుదేవాంగరాగాతి పుణ్యగంధానిలస్పృశా పౌరజానాపదానాం వై హతేష్వఖిల దస్యుషు. అత తేషాం భవిష్యంతి మనాంసి విశదాని వై వాసుదేవాంగరాగాతి పుణ్యగంధానిలస్పృశాం పౌరజానాపదానాం వై హతేష్వఖిలదస్యుషు. అత తేషాం భవిష్యంతి మనాంసి విశదాని వై వాసుదేవాంగరాగాతి పుణ్యగంధానిలస్పృశాం పౌరజానాపదానాం వై హతేష్వఖిలదస్యుషు. వర్డ్ టు వర్డ్. అథ దెన్ తేషాం ఆఫ్ దెమ్ భవిష్యంతి విల్ బికమ్ మనాంస్మి ద మైండ్స్ విశదాని క్లియర్ వై ఇండీడ్ వాసుదేవ్ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ వాసుదేవ్ అంగ ఆఫ్ ద బాడీ రాగ from the cosmic decorations, Ati Punya, most sacred, Gandha, having the fragrance, Anila, by the wind, Sprisham, of those who have been touched, Paura, of the city dwellers, Janapadanam, and the residents of the smaller towns and villages, Why, indeed, Hateshu, when they have been killed, Akhila, all, thus Yusu, the rascal kings. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation, after all the imposter kings have been killed, the residents of the cities and towns will feel the breezes carrying the most sacred fragrance of the sandalwood paste and other decorations of Lord Vasudev, and their minds will thereby become transcendentally pure. Purport: Nothing can surpass the sublime experience of being dramatically rescued by a great hero who happens to be the Supreme Lord. The death of the demons at the end of Kali Yuga is accompanied by fragrant spiritual breezes, and thus the atmosphere becomes most enchanting. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూప దదామయ్యం దదాతి స్వపదాంతికం వందేహం శ్రీగురు శ్రీయుతాపదకమలం శ్రీగురుం వైష్ణవాంశ్చ శ్రీరూపం సాగ్రజాతాం సహగణా రఘునానాంతం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావదూతం పరిజనా సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్య దేవం శ్రీ రాధా కృష్ణ పదాం సహగణ లలిత శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాంశ్చ నమాం విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేష్ఠాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామీనితి నామినే నమస్తే సరస్వతి దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణి నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశ తారిణీ. జై శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గరాధర్ శ్రీవాసది గౌర భక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. హరే కృష్ణ. సో వి వెల్కమ్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ యూ టు అనదర్ డే ఆఫ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్లాస్. సో వార్మ్ వెల్కమ్ టు ఆల్ ది డివోటీస్ హూ వియరింగ్ ఇట్ ఆన్లైన్ అండ్ సీకింగ్ ది బ్లెస్సింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ వైష్ణవాస్ ప్రెసెంట్ ఇయర్ అండ్ వియరింగ్ ఆన్లైన్, సో దాట్ ఐ మే డూ దిస్ సర్వీస్ గివెన్ టు మీ టు ద బెస్ట్ ఆఫ్ మై అబిలిటీ. And in the bargain, if there is some inspiration, I'll be very grateful for it, and it's for my purification. Hare Krishna. So, the topic that we kind of chose for today's discussion will be the importance why God descends on this this world. So the Bhagavatam basically is divided into 10 topics. సర్గ విసర్గ పోషణం ఈశాను కథయ. సో టుడే ఐ థాట్ దట్ టూ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ మేక్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ రిలెవెన్స్ ఫార్ ద డిస్కషన్ టుడే. సో పోషణం బేసిక్లీ ఈస్ ప్రొటెక్షన్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్. సో ఇట్ యాక్చువల్లీ మీన్స్ ప్రొటెక్షన్ ఫార్ టూ టైప్స్ ఆఫ్ పీపుల్. ద ఫస్ట్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ పీపుల్ ఆర్ పీపుల్ హూ ఆర్ యాక్చువల్లీ ఆన్ ది మటీరియల్ ప్లేన్. సో వాట్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ ప్రొటెక్షన్ డస్ లార్డ్ గివ్ టు దీస్ టైప్స్ ఆఫ్ పీపుల్? It is basically roti, kapda, makan. Something like, you know, my day-to-day activities should be kind of taken care of. So people come and pray to the Lord. So the Lord fulfills that also. And then for the devotees of the Lord, he kind of protects them from his own illusion or maya. So that is two kinds of protection that the Lord accords to living entities. And then the second is Ishanu Kathaya. And Ishanu Kathaya is something where the entire material creation is for the entire purpose of living entities' salvation. So now, how do we access this liberation which is provided by the Lord? The Lord appears from time to time, and this is for the purpose of taking back all the living entities who are struggling in this material world. And that is done by personally when the Lord descends on this planet to take back all the living entities. And the second thing is recorded histories. Now recorded histories is something like the scriptures that we are recorded. So that is the most important thing which we need to take advantage of. This is the only thing which is there with us. So this is something that is supposed to be treasured and taken advantage of in this Kali Yuga. This is the sure shot means of achieving perfection in today's time and age. So in the Bhagavat Puran, Narad Muni, mentions a verse which is like sada sevya Srimad Bhagavate katha yasya shravana matrena hari chittam samashrayed. So Srimad Bhagavatam is actually the continued study of Bhagavad Gita. So we have Bhagavad Gita, then we have the Srimad Bhagavatam, and then in chronology you can say we have the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So it is all like a relay race where the first runner, he has a baton in his hand. And what is it? The Gita. And then he runs, covers complete, you know, that round, hands over the baton. This is now the Srimad Bhagavatam. The second runner runs. And then now again a circle is completed, the Chaitanya Charitamrita, and then Acharya commentaries. So this is kind of a track which is set for us, and all we need to do is be a part of this relay race, and multiple books will be exchanged. The baton in our hand will represent multiple books over a period of time. So we need to go through this relay race in all our individual lives to perfect our lives. And how many times do we read? When do we read? Srimad Bhagavatam, here Narad Muni doesn't say ekata, once upon a time you can read. He doesn't say tada, whenever there are difficulties in your life, take shelter. It's not that. He doesn't say kada, whenever you feel, you take advantage of this scripture. No. And basically it is meant sada sevya, not once, but twice Narad Muni mentions in this verse. So that means eternally take shelter of this scripture, Srimad Bhagavatam. And why it is spoken two times? Because even if we kind of tend to miss it in the first attempt, at least get it in the second attempt. That is why acharyas are so merciful that they've given us these scriptures, they've given us, the Lord Himself has given us recorded histories. So that is something that we need to treasure and take advantage of. The beauty of this is that Krishna who's the kind of, you know, treasure house of all the devotees, he is basically always standing in his threefold bending form. So we see that what is kind of special about this form of Krishna? He is standing, you could say, in a crooked form. The activities of Krishna, in one sense, from his childhood, if you kind of take into account his stealing butter, gopi's clothes. So you could also categorize that as the activities of Krishna are crooked. Glances of Krishna are very crooked. Krishna's standing is crooked. His tattva is crooked. Achintya bheda bhed tattva. But that Krishna is standing straight in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. And then what is he telling Arjuna? That he tells Arjuna, be straightforward, my dear Partha, and surrender unto me. So, yasya shravana matrena, it further says in this shloka, that this Lord Shri Krishna, who is all crooked, once he enters into the heart of the listener or the reader of Srimad Bhagavatam, who completely dedicates his life and absorbs in Srimad Bhagavatam, this crooked Krishna will enter the core of the heart of that devotee. And once he enters the heart of that devotee, because he is crooked in form, it's very difficult for him to again exit the heart unless and until we leave the shelter of this Srimad Bhagavatam. So, yasya shravana matrena hari chittam samashrayed. So then, we need to understand what is the importance of this particular scripture. How do we come in contact of this particular scripture? So, again it is mentioned that janmantaresh kritam punyam Srimad Bhagavatam labhet. So, how do we come in touch with the scripture? Millions and millions of lifetimes we have accumulated pious credits. And after taking millions and millions of lifetimes accumulating these pious credits, now Srimad Bhagavatam has come into our lives. Each and every devotee who is kind of present, where he has come in touch with Srimad Bhagavatam, has to understand that this is not kind of something which has come automatically in our lives. We have worked towards it, each and every one of us, in our previous lifetimes, which thankfully we don't remember, have accumulated certain pious credits because of which we have landed up in this fortunate situation. And then it is further said that we have not chosen to kind of, you know, have this scripture in our hands. Bhagavatam has personally chosen us. So now what happens is, if we do not follow Narad Muni's instructions of Sada Savior, then we might lose this quest jewel. This opportunity might just pass away from all our hands. So then it is up to all ourselves that we take proper advantage of this lifetime that has been accorded by Krishna. And in the footsteps of our spiritual master and Srila Prabhupada, we actually take full advantage and benefit of it. Now, coming to today's verse, we see that we've been discussing about this Kalki avatar for the past few days. So, generally when we actually hear about the Kalki avatar, the first thing which comes to mind is annihilation, destruction, end of this cosmic manifestation. So, even if you kind of don't agree, it's kind of a doom-gloom effect that this Kalki avatar subconsciously, you know, gives to all of us. The first thing that I said is kind of you get a so-called negative connotation about Kalki avatar. For Narasimhadev and for all other avatars, it's like sweetness personified. But actually we will study today that it's not a doom gloom effect. There is a very, very much hidden positive narrative to this Kalki incarnation. So in the course of today's discussion, we might kind of address those aspects and facts, how Kalki avatar is not a doom gloom effect. It has a very, very positive hidden narrative in its existence. And now we'll come to the topic, which is the core of today's discussion, is why does Lord appear? So we need to understand, in the Bhagavad Gita 4.7, Ajopisan 4.6, Ajopisan Avyayatma, Bhutanam Ishwaropisan, Pragritim Swam Adishthaya, Sambhavam Yatma Mayaya. So Vishwakosh Dictionary, it explains that Maya means mercy. Another name of Maya is mercy. So it is explained by Vidyabhushan, Baldev Vidyabhushan, that this particular Swa-Atma Mayaya, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is explained that the Lord descends by His own merciful desire to take back living entities from this world. And further, the Paritranaya Sadhunam 4.7 verse comes, where the question is asked that what is the necessity for the Lord to actually appear on His own when basically He has created pious saintly kings whose job is also to kind of liberate the, mitigate the miseries of living entities in this particular world. So here three reasons Krishna gives is why do I descend on this material world. So the first thing that Krishna speaks is my devotees are absorbed in remembering my form, remembering my qualities. They long to basically, you know, see me, have my darshan. They are suffering from kind of missing my darshan. So then Krishna says there are three particular reasons why I appear. The first one, He says, I appear in order to deliver my devotees from this suffering. And also I appear to show my form to my devotees who are absorbed in my love. The second reason that Krishna gives is there are so many demons or so many pious, impious kings who kind of accumulated over a period of time. So I am basically appearing to relieve the miseries suffered by my devotees against these so-called demons whom only I can remove or kill and nobody else can do this job. So this is the second reason that Krishna gives in the Gita. And the third reason that Krishna states is, I also appear to spread dharma, pure bhakti yoga. And then Krishna also says, I need to teach how to worship me. What is deity worship? So to pass on all these knowledge, Krishna says, I personally appear in this world. Then after this comes the verse of Janma Karma Chame Divyam Evam Yo Veti Tattvatah. So in this verse, Krishna further states, or we come to know, that the birth of Lord Krishna is also Divya. It is transcendental, or you can say inconceivable. So actually in the floods of last year, you could imagine the activities of Krishna are so transcendental, are so divya, or it is so dramatic. Just for example, take the birth of Krishna. Where was He born? He was born in a jail, a dark prison house. How was He born? We all know from the Krishna book, which is kind of, you know, multifold handed form. And then in the most divine way, Krishna appeared in the prison house. Night, 12 o'clock, He chose to appear. Then what happens? Drama unfolds. He can actually easily go from that prison house in Mathura to Gokul or to Vrindavan. There is nothing which could stop Him. But Krishna chose to have so much drama in every activity in His life. What happens? The chains of Vasudev, shackles are kind of broken. All the security guards, they fall unconscious. Next, the Yamuna parts way. He is kind of carried on a basket. There is complete rain. Anantashi is shielding him. And then you imagine such drama is mentioned in the very first activity of Krishna's appearance. So, an interesting thing happened that last year in one of the floods in Mumbai, a lady gave birth to a boy. And then what happens next is, she names this baby boy Krishna. So, we go to see that Krishna's divine appearance itself is kind of having so much of drama. Why is it? Because living entities should not forget him. This drama is there for a purpose. So, can you imagine that a god, some kind of a god who kills, like Kalki avatar is there, there is Narsingadev avatar. So what kind, people do not kind of like killing. So generally when there is some kind of killing associated, people tend to kind of become averse from it. So here we know Kalki avatar is going to descend just to perform this activity. So how can we worship Kalki? So the whole discussion that we kind of will reiterate is, why does he appear? What are the reasons for his appearance? So the last verse of Jaidev Goswami also, he glorifies Kalki avatar and he says that the purpose of Kalki avatar is to basically come and mitigate the sufferings and set the scene for the future devotees to basically practice devotional service in peace and tranquility. And Krishna's janma is so inconceivable. Sometimes people tend to apply their logic and intelligence to understand this facet of Krishna. So, I think a few classes before, Akinjan Krishna Prabhu was giving this nice example. So, I thought it is apt here. So, many times people try to kind of apply intelligence. Varadev is born from the nostril of Brahma. Can't apply. You can't fathom this kind of activities. It's not kind of present in our kind of, you know, vision where we cannot even, in our wildest dreams, we can't kind of imagine something like this. So, Akinchan Krishna Prabhu was kind of mentioning that there was a maths teacher. And then once upon a time, she gives a problem to her students. So, it is like to build one house, 100 people are needed. And to build that house, it will take 100 days. So now imagine the task is, okay, 100 people are given to you. But now you are told, I want the job accomplished in 50 days. So then you will say, I can't do it with 100 people. I need 200 people now. Double the number of laborers. Then you say, given 200 people. But I want the job done in 10 days. So then you say, increase it manifold times. I want 1,000 people now. So then you said, given. 1,000 people you've given. But I want the job done in one day. You say, I want 1 lakh people according to that proportion and ratio. Given 1 lakh. But then now, can you build the house in one day with 1 lakh people? Impossible. So this is something where logic kind of completely fails in understanding Krishna's activities. The transcendental form and activities of Lord are duly inconceivable for us. It cannot be understood by logic and reasoning. So all logic fails where faith begins. We need to basically understand this concept very, very nicely. Basically it is beyond Tarka. Once we can kind of rise beyond that, in the Ramayana we see Ram, Lakshman, Shatrughna, Bharat, they are actually born out of sweet rice, the paisam that is given from the yagya to the queens. Further, we see that, you know, the divine appearance of Draupadi, Sita born from the, land. So all these things are kind of some things which do not kind of happen on this material world. So, we now understand from the knowledge of the scriptures that there is a reason behind the appearance of Lord and it is not doom gloom, so as to say. Right now, from these reasons that we understood that the appearance of Kalki and the different incarnations all have specific purposes for why each and every incarnation of Lord comes from time to time and serve those purposes. So the Lord incarnates when he needs to. When Mother Devahuti was expressing to Kardam Muni that I am completely overburdened by sense gratification, please help me, my dear Lord. She was praying like that. So Kapila Muni appears in her womb and then imparts knowledge of bhakti and science to her through various teachings. So when that was required, he came in that particular form. When basically there will be a time when there will be, this world will be overburdened by complete impious kings. The previous verse was mentioning that Krishna will come as the Kalki avatar on the Devadatta horse. He'll come wielding a sword in his hand. And you can imagine it will be too ghastly. The act that time might be ghastly, but the after effects of this activity will be peace and prosperity. Just like a surgeon might kind of, remove a boil that we might particularly have. So the actual operation might be very, very painful. But then the after effect of it is cool, soothing, relaxed. So this is kind of the reason why avatars appear from time to time. So we are grateful for this particular facet of the Lord. It is actually so, reassuring. The Lord says, Sambhavami yuge yuge. So every yuga I will come, I will descend whenever my devotees are in need. This world is overburdened. It is that yuge yuge statement is so reassuring for all of us that we need kind of, we have at the back of our mind, no doubt, no, whatever happens in this material world, there are so many demons, there will be so many kind of cheating and these things, but once it goes beyond a particular level and limit of tolerance, the Lord will appear and the devotees will be protected. So, it is said that Bhagwan Shastra banata hai aastha dene ke liye. Lekin agar wo aastha ko hum swikar nahi karte hamare jeevan mein, to wahi Bhagwan ne shastra banaya hai vyavastha chalane ke liye. So, this is kind of certain facets where we see the Lord has given us scriptures. These scriptures, if we do not kind of choose to take shelter, then that same Lord has made shastra or weapons through which he will create law and order in the society. So this is the beautiful aspect of the Lord. And then we see that Krishna's pastimes are so theatrical and it also has a transcendence kind of feeling attached to it. So in the Kalia Leela we could see that Krishna is kind of in the grasp of Kalia, in the catch of Kalia, and then he is kind of a person who is the biggest showman of all, actors. And then he requires the highest of stage or platform to perform the show. So then Krishna waited patiently in the grip of Kalia for maybe about 6 hours. And then the minute all the residents of Vrindavan assembled on the banks of Yamuna River, immediately he sprung. Just like, the top artists, houseful hone tak, basically they will not perform. So Krishna is also kind of, his pastimes are full of drama, theatrical. But then it has the factor of transcendence attached to it. And that transcendence helps all of us pull through our lives and uplifts us. So, what type of devotees get kind of benefit of these beautiful pastimes of Krishna? It is said that it is for the self-realized. It is also for the people who are afflicted by three modes of material nature. The four Kumaras were also kind of liberated, who are actually self-realized. They were kind of having the knowledge of soul, they were kind of having the knowledge of the scriptures. But then, once they could smell aroma of the tulsi, which was mixed with saffron and lotus feet, completely they became attracted to the form of Krishna. So, Nivritta Tarshai Rupagiyamanam Bhavaushadat Shotra Manobhiramam. Nivritta Tarshair for those self-realized souls, and also it is like an aushadi for those who are struggling with the three modes of material nature. This Krishna Leela is like a medicine for both these categories of people. Also, this Krishna Leela is very sweet. What is this sweetness? That is something which attracts all of us in our life. You, for example, could take sense organs that we all have. Now we have our eyes. So what are these eyes meant to do? Basically, when we see a beautiful object, something like a wide open sky, a blue sky, you imagine where the sun is rising, we immediately get attracted by it. You go to Rameshwaram and you see all three sides are surrounded by ocean. You are kind of immediately attracted by that sight. Or you see a beautiful object, you are immediately attracted by that sight. Next we see that we have our ears. When you kind of hear somebody playing a beautiful flute, that notes of the flute or that sound or kirtan, they immediately attract and please us. We have our tongue. What happens when we actually immediately kind of, you know, feel there is a preparation which is being made? It, when we have that, we get pleasure out of it. So it is not only sense organs that give us pleasure, also some, it might be some kind of emotional touch when we sympathize with somebody when he or she is in distress. So that might go in long term, you know, it could transform the life of that particular individual. So feelings, emotions, sense organs, all these three have the potential to have different impacts. It might be bitter impact or it might be a very good impact depending on what kind of way we, you know, deal with people. So those circumstances where we come into touch with those objects or people or emotions or feelings which are happy, which give you bliss, which give you taste. So we derive a lot of nourishment in such activities. And that represents Krishna's sweet aspect in this creation. And that is called Madhuram. So Vallabhacharya in the 15th century, he compiled the Madhurashtakam. And this Madhurashtakam is nothing but it glorifies Lord Krishna as the emperor of all sweetness. So I thought that today, having this verse describing the beautiful purpose for which Krishna descends in this material world, let us culminate with this sweet pastimes of Madhurashtakam, where it also describes the sweetness of Lord in descending in this material world. So I thought we'll discuss some aspects from Madhurashtakam. So the first one, I'll discuss random aspects. So the first one I thought is Gamanam Madhuram. So in Gamanam, there are four things from the Ramayana which I'll try to recollect. So the first one is the instance where Mother Sumitra, she instructs Lakshman. So this is the setting is something like Ram is going to go to the forest and now Sumitra is coming to Lakshman and she is warning Lakshman, instructing Lakshman that Lakshman, please kind of pay attention and be careful that whenever now you go with Lord Ram, do not put your eyes or glance at the beautiful walk of Lord Ram. Whenever Lord Ram is walking in the forest, do not get attracted to that walking of Lord Ram, because the purpose for which you are going, that will be defeated. So Sumitra Devi says, you are the servant of Lord Ram. If you get absorbed in the beautiful walk of Lord Ram, you might completely forget to do what you were meant to do for. So it is said, Ramam Dasharatham Viddhi, Mam Viddhi Janakatmajam, Ayodhya Padavim Viddhi, Yatha Gachadatham Sukham. So she says, without Ram, this palace which is bedecked with jewels and ornaments will be seemingly something like forest for you. And in the presence of Ram, in the midst of forest, that forest filled with roots and berries and trees will be nothing short of emeralds, rubies and jewels decked symbolic of this palace of Ayodhya. So this is the first instance where Sumitra Devi, she kind of warns Lakshman, do not be attracted by that walking of Lord Ram. Then further, when Lord Ram goes into the palace of Janak in Mithila for the Swayamvar of Sita Devi, so there it is described that Vishwamitra tells Ram, Vatsaram Dhanurpashya. So Ram gets up And now this walking of Lord Ram, Acharyas kind of compare this walk of Lord Ram to five species. So the first species which the walk of Lord Ram is compared to is Simhagati, the tejas or power of a lion. The second is Sarpagati. You know, snake has fine movements, so Lord Ram's walk is compared to those fine movements of snake. Then there is Rishabhagati, the bull. When you see the bull, it is completely, it exudes pride. So Lord Ram's walk is compared to Rishabhagati, the pride of a bull. Then there is Gajagati. You imagine on a street when we see an elephant, the fame of elephant is just kind of, you know, the way it walks. So Gajagati. And the fifth one is Vyakragati, the tiger's prowess and anger of a tiger. So all these five aspects were exhibited when Lord Ram was kindly and gracefully walking towards that bow, which basically he kind of is instructed by Vishwamitra to go. And there is another instance where Lord Ram, he has is supposed to go into the quarters of Mother Kaikeyi, where the news is broken to Lord Ram about he has to go to the forest, for Dasharatha had given two boons. So it is the Acharya's comment in this that when Lord Ram walks into the palace of Kaikeyi, how, I mean, he is compared to, and then when he comes out, what is his state? So it is beautifully mentioned in the Kamba Ramayana that Lord Ram was looking more handsome and bright when he entered Kaikeyi's quarters. So it is mentioned that when he entered the quarters, he was like a lotus during the day, which blossomed in the morning. But then when he came back, he was looking like a freshly blossomed lotus. So this is the movements of Lord which is given in the Kamba Ramayana. Why? Right now, he is kind of educated that he has to go to the forest. So here Ram realizes that the purpose for which I have been born has come now. That Ravan has to be annihilated. And also in the forest, Ram, Lakshman and Sita are walking. Ram is walking in front, Sita is walking in between, and Lakshman is following them. So Acharyas give a beautiful analogy that this walk of Ram, Sita and Lakshman is compared to the beautiful syllable of Pranav Mantra Om, which is walking on legs. So here, when you break Om, it is consisting of three letters, A, U and Ma. So A is nothing but Lord Ram, the Paramatma. U is nothing but the internal potency, Sita Devi. And Ma is the Jivatma represented by Lakshman. So when these three people were walking in the forest, that walk of Ram is compared to the Pranava Mantra, the syllable Om. Imagine it is walking with feet. So these are some Gamanam aspects of the Lord. Also we see that what is that Gamanam which attracts the hearts of living entities very much. He is called as Drutagati. So this Drutagati is nothing when the Lord comes running at the beck and call of his devotee when he is in distress. Like Gajendra's call, Draupadi's call, the Brajvasi's call when they were kind of, you know, inundated with Indra. So all these things are the Gamanam aspect of the Lord. Then we move on to the next aspect is Vachanam, Vachanam Madhuram. So what he speaks, how he speaks, when he speaks is all considered to be Madhuram. The Lord is the sweetest of all talkers. Usually there are two people who are kind of, you know, sweet. One is, you could say the Lord is most sweet talker, and then the politicians are also sweet talkers, you could say. They are one of the most kind of, you know, people who will kind of come and talk to you sweetly, but then there is a purpose invested behind it. So there was a businessman, and this businessman kind of tells his friend that do not worry, jabbi bhi lagega na mujhe ek phone call, I am just a phone call away from you. So then this friend, he calls this person when he is in need, and he says, I need 20,000 rupees, I am in dire distress, please help me. So these were the times when there were trunk call, not the mobile times, not the current times. So these first in the olden age. So this particular person, he is kind of, as soon as he heard 20,000 rupees, this person on this line kind of tries, pretends that, hello, what, hello, hello, hello. So then, as a matter of fact, the operator who is connecting the trunk call, she comes innocently and then she tells to this person, can't you hear? Your friend is frantically asking you for 20,000 rupees. And then this person, instantly what comes out from his mouth is, if you can hear so clearly, why don't you give him 20,000 rupees? So this is something like vachanam. You could say this is not vachanam. So you have to kind of follow what you preach or what you actually promise. The words that you speak, Krishna is not like that. Once Krishna gives you his words, Krishna is going to fulfill those words. And the beauty of Krishna's words is that you could imagine Krishna speaking on the battlefield of Kurukshetra to Arjuna. And what did that Krishna's speech do? It completely relieved Arjun from the delusion that he was in. And that same Krishna, at the fag end of the battle, when he goes to Duryodhan, when Gandhari tells Duryodhan that you have to come out naked, take bath and come naked in front of me. So there Krishna goes and then he speaks to Duryodhan. So that same words of Krishna, he puts completely Duryodhan into delusion. On one end, uplifting Arjuna from delusion, and on the other end, those same words putting someone else in delusion. So these are the sweet pastimes of Krishna in Vachanam. Then we see there is something like Nayanam. Nayanam is, you could say, the eyes of the Lord. Or the eyes is nothing but an expression of the heart. Face is the index of the mind. Eyes is the expression of the heart. So we see that the Lord's eyes are nothing but they radiate love and compassion. To continue where Satyanand Prabhu left some classes ago, he had also said that the Truckers Association of India, we have to be grateful because they give a lot of thoughts for day. So, horn, okay, please. And you have so many thoughts of the day on the back of trucks. So, for this Nayanam also, there is something which is apt. So, once upon a time, there was a truck and it was written, Dekho Magar Pyar Se. So, what does this signify? It signifies that my truck, it might overspeed you and it will cross you. But please do not envy me. Please do not become angry on me. Please do not kind of, you know, curse me or abuse me just because I'm overtaking you. So, Dekho Magar Pyar Se, that should be our sutra in terms of Nayanam Madhuram. Never kind of envy anybody who's kind of, you know, trying to progress more than you in spiritual path. You know, that is the sweetness of Nayanam Madhuram through the instructions and pastimes of Lord that we could kind of assimilate in our life. Then there is Padav Madhura. And Padav Madhura, it is kind of the lotus feet of the Lord. Here, there is kind of a beautiful aspect that I would like to again highlight from the Ramayana, where Bharat Maharaj, he goes to the forest. And what he gets is from the Ram Bharat Milap, we know that Bharat gets the lotus feet, the slippers of Lord Ram, when finally to and fro they go, and then Ram says, I cannot come. So here in the Kamba Ramayana, it is mentioned that, you know, the lotus foot, when Bharat comes, he catches on to the lotus feet of Lord Ram. So that time, the lotus footwear of Lord Ram, it kind of, you know, becomes conscious and it says, now let me see what my master is going to do at this particular time. He is supposed to be Maryada Purushottam. He is following Dharma. He has already given the vow to his father that he will follow 14 years of exile. Now, let me see the compassion aspect of this Maryada Purushottam Dharmatma. His brother is pleading to him, falling at the lotus feet. What will he do? Will he go to the palace of Ayodhya again with Bharat? Or will he stick to his vow and be fruitful to the principle of living 14 years in the forest? Then finally Ram decides the agenda of the Lord is basically to kind of stay in the forest. And he says, I cannot go with you, Bharat. So at that time, the lotus footwear completely, you know, loses himself and he says, if you cannot go, I will go with Bharat. And then the lotus footwear of Lord Ram decides, I am completely overwhelmed with compassion for Bharat. I am going with Bharat. So commentators in Ramayana say that this lotus footwear of Bharat, basically it is taking Bharat back. Bharat is not carrying. The lotus footwear of Ram is escorting Bharat back to Ayodhya. The real coronation of Ram is when Bharat carries those lotus footwear on his head. Valmiki Muni says in his rendition in Ramayana that that is the real coronation. Not that when Bharat performs Abhishek to the lotus footwear daily, bathing it with the waters of Sarayu. So it goes to show that the lotus footwear of Lord Ram is more merciful than Ram himself through this particular instance in the Ramayana. And then further, it is mentioned that even in the altar we can see that, for example, when we pujaris enter the altar, we can kind of get the blessed opportunity of touching the Lord's feet with our hand. But then that shatari that we offer in the lotus feet of the lordships, when that shatari comes out, what happens? You don't need any Brahman Diksha or something. Everybody gets the mercy of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna on his head. So again, there is an instance where the lotus feet of the lordships are actually more merciful than the Lord themselves, Padav Madhura. So, then Venur Madhura. The flute, what is it made up of? Bamboo. Now bamboo, it requires extreme temperature and climate for it to grow. So when this bamboos, they tolerate this extreme heat and, you know, climate, when they actually, and they sprout after years and years. And when they sprout, actually they grow into huge, I mean, these humongous forms. So these types of bamboos, the tapasya that they perform, the austerities that they undergo to actually, you know, fructify. So once they kind of take birth and shape, what happens? These bamboos, they've made themselves hollow. So as a result of being hollow, and then when somebody makes holes and drills into this bamboo, this wood, what happens? Because one has undergone so much of austerity, so much of tapasya, so much of pain, and then being, making oneself completely vacant, empty, nothing, I have no qualities, I am useless, I am good for nothing, and I am open to making holes by my devotees, and then I am just presenting myself as an instrument in your hands, use me as my Lord. So that bamboo is most fortunate, because when we present ourselves in front of the Lord like that, Krishna wonderfully plays that bamboo with his lotus lips and he instills air and blows that fragrant breezes into the bamboo to accord it love and devotion. So as a sadhaka, if we also want to make our lives Venur Madhura, so we also need to practice these principles in our life. So just by these wonderful pastimes of Krishna and Lord Ram, we see that so many facets of Krishna and Ram is so beautiful, so madhur, and why will, I mean, we have any doubts that these pastimes and these incarnations, these avatars of different incarnations of Lord are nothing but a hidden positive, it is no longer hidden positive narrative. They have coming, they are reassuring. We need to have confidence that our Lord is very much there for us to protect and take care and give us shelter. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Jai Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Jai.